In the name of Jesus, amen. We do not know very much about the first 30 years of our Lord's life until John appears, preparing the way for the most important life and death in all of history. Behold, I shall send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Poor John, the one with the unsavory, unpopular, out-of-step voice, out there in the wilderness, preaching. I'm sure that to a person they thought, this is one guy who really doesn't quite get it. Preaching about something and someone that did not fit the picture of what or who they thought they wanted. Has anything changed since the day of the wilderness preacher? The answer is no. The need for such preaching is exactly the same today. And what John preached is no different from what faithful pastors are about in these end times. They too have the unsavory, unpopular, misunderstood, out-of-step message. And future pastors, you see in today's pericope a picture of what you will be about all of your days in the office of the Holy Ministry. For part of your task will be to point out sin. Not just in an out there, the world kind of way, but in ways where the reality of life as sinners comes right in here, right into the church, and especially into the individual. As it hits the road for all of us every moment of our lives. In other words, you will preach the law in full, vivid color, as each lection throughout the church year presents it. And you will not take the easy road and minimize it, or ignore it, as do those who are playing church in these last days. Nor will you take the opposite and fatal road that only knows how to give law. To be a faithful preacher of Christ in his beloved church means that your vivid, piercing law will never, ever outshine the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. And if your powerful law message does, you are in the wrong church. John preached repentance, but he was about Christ. His subject was Christ, and man was always the object. John didn't get in the way. His work didn't get in the way. The law didn't get in the way. Rather, all that he did and said pointed to another. Every word indeed pointed to Christ. And that is the work of the preacher. For we are all messengers who prepare the way for our Savior in the hearts and minds of his people. We show them their need, but then we have the high, high privilege of giving them the gifts from the only one who can meet their needs. And it doesn't matter that such a message is unwelcome. What matters is that we all need to hear it again and again and again for a lifetime. It matters that the subject of our office and preaching was willing to die for the object of our office and preaching, which therefore means it is not our office and preaching at all. It is his. And it will therefore have power like no other words spoken and no other deeds offered on this earth. We're privileged messengers. There is no higher way or path for anyone to prepare. Many of you have seen that and have left what the world considers highly successful, even ultimate positions of all sorts, to come here and learn how to be like John, a preacher. Next year we have a young MD giving up his family practice to come here and become a Sem-1 so that he can learn about a different kind of healing. There's no doubt about it. You are studying for the highest office. Since we are about preparing the way for the one whose sandals we are not worthy to carry, how do we make sure that we don't get in the way? And that the law or anything else does not get in the way? That delicate and profound balance is given in an amazing quote by Martin Luther that describes the tension and weighs the human state against the divine solution, and at the same time the quote shows the high privilege we have in the office. Listen, Luther says, "Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you lift us up when you bring us down. You make us upright when you make us sinners. You bring us up to heaven when you cast us into hell. You give us victory when you let us be struck down. You make us lively when you let us perish. You make us joyous when you let us wail. You make us sing when you let us cry. You make us strong when we suffer. You make us wise when you make us a fool. You make us rich when you give us poverty. And you make us lords when you let us serve." If you, like John, always point to the one who does it all, you will be a faithful servant in your high calling. In the name of our Advent Lord, amen.